September 25, 1927. One who lives in the divine will finds no more ways to go out of it, and one who lives in it contains all the seeds of glory that creation possesses. How Jesus calls her with himself to the work of his kingdom. I was feeling myself in the nightmare of the privation of my sweet Jesus, and I thought to myself, I don't know how my beloved Jesus can leave me. Does he not think that I may become more bad without the one who is my life, and who alone can infuse in me the life of doing good? He has no more care for anything, whether watching over me, or pushing me, or correcting me. But while I was thinking of this, my adored Jesus came out from within my interior and told me, My daughter, it is because I am sure that you cannot go out from within the great sea of my divine will, since I have placed you in it, and you, with your full adhesion, wanted to enter. Therefore, there are no ways through which you can go out of it, because the boundaries of this sea cannot be found. As much as you move within it, you will find neither its shore nor its end. So, I am sure that my little daughter cannot go out from within the sea of my will, and this is why I wander far within the same sea, and you lose sight of me. But since the sea we are in is one, everything you do is the way to reach me. And as your acts reach me, I am sure that you are in my sea, and this is why I have no care. On the other hand, before, I was not sure about you, and this is why I had such great care for watching over you, for pushing you, and I would never leave you, because I did not see you in the depth of the sea of my divine will, from which there is no fear that one may go out. In fact, this is the beauty of living in my divine volition, all dangers and fears are banished. On the other hand, one who lives resigned or does the divine will is always in danger and in fear, and can find many ways that lead him away from the immense sea of the supreme fiat. So I abandoned all of myself in that sea, and I felt happy of being unable to go out of it. And my sweet Jesus added, My daughter, in creation my omnipotent fiat created many things, placing a good for creatures in each one of them, so as to receive the requital of glory on their part, for as many things as it issued into the light of the day. But do you know in whom was this glory deposited which your Creator awaited? It is in you, my daughter, because by living in my will and possessing it, you possess all the seeds of each glory that each created thing possesses. And therefore, as you go around in the creation, you feel within yourself the good that each created thing contains, and you do your office of releasing from yourself that glory which your Creator awaits with so much love. What harmony, what order, what love, what enchantment of beauty passes between the soul who lives in my will and all things created by me. They are so bound together as to seem inseparable. The soul who lives in my divine volition lives in full daylight, and her acts, her thoughts, her words, are nothing other than the reflections of it. The sun of my will is reflected in her, more than in a crystal, and so she thinks. It is reflected, and she speaks. It is reflected, and she operates. It is reflected, and she loves. There is nothing greater or more beautiful than a soul who lives of the reflections of the sun. These reflections keep her in communion with the acts of her Creator and in possession of his very goods. Furthermore, you must know that just as my humanity enclosed all the goods of redemption and issued them for the good of the redeemed ones, it also wanted to enclose within itself all the acts and goods of the children of the kingdom of my divine fiat. Therefore, as the soul does her acts in it, I expand her capacity and I place my acts. And so, as she gradually enters my kingdom and keeps emitting her acts, I keep expanding her capacity in order to deposit in her all the acts that my humanity possesses, so as to complete in her the kingdom of my will. Therefore, I call you to work together with me in this, my kingdom. I work by preparing the earth. It is necessary to purify it. It is too sullied, there are certain points which do not deserve to exist any more, so many are their evils, therefore it is necessary that both its inhabitants and the sullied earth itself disappear. The kingdom of my divine will is the holiest, the purest, the most beautiful and orderly kingdom that must come upon earth. Therefore it is necessary that the earth be prepared and purified. And so, while I work on purifying it and, if needed, on destroying places and people unworthy of a kingdom so holy, you will work by moving heaven and earth with your acts done in my volition. Your echo will be incessant, which you will make resound in all creation, asking for the kingdom of my fiat with your continuous acts and, if needed, your pains, and even your life. Therefore, mind nothing else but the work we are supposed to do. But in spite of this speaking of Jesus, I felt a fear that he might leave me or wander so far away within the sea of his blessed will, that who knows when he would return to his little one, tortured for love of him. And Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "Poor little daughter of mine, it really shows how you are a little child, who bothers and cares with nothing else but to be in the arms of her mama. And if, may it never be, her mama leaves her for a little while, she cries, she is inconsolable, and is all eyes to look for her mama and fling herself into her arms. So you are, my poor little one. However, you must know that it might be that the mama leaves her child, but I will never leave my tiny little child. It is my interest not to leave you. I have my will in you, there are my acts, my properties. Therefore, having of my own in you, it is my own interest not to leave you. Rather, my very things call me to you, and I come to enjoy my own things, my divine will reigning in you. Only if I told you, give me what is mine, give me my will, then could you fear that I might leave you. But your Jesus will never tell you this. Therefore, be at peace.